Well, good evening, everybody. So glad to be with you this evening. My name is Kevin Klingbeil, and I have the privilege of leading our middle school ministry here. Yes, I did say privilege. I hear all the time, bless your heart for working with the middle school students. I love our middle school students. Their energy and their faith is so encouraging to me. One of the things that we talk about all the time with our students is that God's love for you does not depend upon your performance for Him. That means God cannot and will not love you any more or any less than He does right now. And I need to hear this and be reminded of this just as much as our middle school students do. Many of us feel the obligation to perform for God, to be obedient to His commands, to complete a checklist of tasks for God. But my question this evening is, what is our motivation for obedience? What drives you and I to do as Jesus commands? Matthew 28, verse 19 tells us to go, make disciples, baptize, and teach. But what really is motivating us? I think if we look into our hearts, the motivation for our lives boils down to one of two things, either fear or joy. Maybe an easy example for you will be work. Most of us go to work each day and we work hard. And our motivation for working hard is either we are scared that if we don't work hard, we'll lose our job, or we enjoy what we do and that causes us to work hard. Fear versus joy. Maybe for you, a better example is school. We go to school and we try hard to get good grades because we know that either if we don't get good grades, there's no way that we're going to get the job that we want or the promotion that we're looking for. Or we work hard and try to get good grades in school because we enjoy the course and we desire to learn more. Fear versus joy. Probably the best example in my own personal life is my marriage. Unload the dishwasher, keep the house clean. My wife reminds me all the time, take off your shoes before you come into the house. And my motivation for doing these things is either my fear of conflict with her or my love for her drives me to want to make her happy. See, the reality of our motivation is that it is dependent upon our view of God. See, either we see God as an authoritative father who gives us a list of do's and don'ts, and if we don't do what He says, there's no way that we're going to have a good day. He'll surely punish us. He's a God who only cares about you following His rules, or He's a loving God who has our best in mind and is pointing us to the fullness of life that's found in Him. See, He's a God who actually cares about you. One is motivated by the fear of punishment. The other is motivated by being cared for and loved. So an evaluation question for us this evening. What is motivating you and me to live in vital union with God? That's to say, what is motivating us to spend time reading our Bibles, to pray, to love the people around me? Am I doing these things to complete the checklist of daily tasks in order to perform for God? Or am I taking the time to pursue a relationship with God because I actually enjoy Him? For a long time in my own personal journey, I spent time with God and I obeyed His commands because I knew it was what I was supposed to do. I grew up in a family and we followed God. We went to church each Sunday and I went to youth group on Wednesday. And what happened in my heart was I began to create a checklist for myself of the things that I needed to accomplish each week in order to make God happy with me. It was a checklist that I created and I regulated on my own. And the truth of the matter is that church on Sunday and youth group on Wednesday, those were at the top of my list. After that, I knew that I was supposed to spend time with God each day. We call it a quiet time. And it consisted of reading my Bible and spending time in prayer. And while I do think that God, the best way for us to start our day is with God, refocusing on Him and His plans for our lives, I don't know that God is in heaven declaring good days and bad days dependent upon our quiet time this morning. You see, God doesn't want us to complete a checklist of stuff for Him. He wants our motivation for pursuing Him to be our enjoyment of Him. and what he's done for us. He is inviting you and me into joyful obedience. So that begs the question, what is Jesus calling you and me to be joyfully obedient to? Well, Matthew 22, 36 through 40 starts with a question just like this. It says, "Teacher, which is the great command in the law?" And he said to him, this is Jesus, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first command, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." John 15, 10, verse 10 through 12 gives us a similar message. It starts like this. It says, "If you keep my commands, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and abide in his love. These things that I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. This is my command," Jesus says, "that you love one another as I have loved you." The command that Jesus is inviting us into is loving him and loving others, through which we accomplish the mission of Matthew 28, the Great Commission, to go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. We don't do these things to complete a checklist on our own personal checklist, but instead so that, as Jesus says, our joy may be full. Jesus is saying that when we obey his commands, we receive his joy. The joy that God gives us is so enriching, so captivating, that we cannot help but pursue it with all of our lives, to chase after it. It's important for us to recognize that this is not transactional. No, this is transformational. When we come in contact with the living God, we are transformed. We don't obey his commands in order to receive our daily wages of joy. No, we come in contact and we're transformed. As Pastor Joel has shared over the last couple weeks, when we come in contact with the living God, we take off the old and we put on the new. We are clothed differently. Our hearts are changed. We are motivated by his love, not out of duty, but out of delight. Not because we have to, because we get to. And as a result, our joy is multiplied. God's invitation for us is clear. He desires for us to make him known through love, through loving him and loving one another, to joyfully pursue with him with all that we have and all that we are. The love that Matthew 22 talks about, calls us to, cannot be motivated out of fear. It can only be motivated out of joy. 1 John 4, 18 tells us there is no fear in love. And perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. The love that God is calling us to is one that is motivated by joy, not fear. The passage goes on to say that we love because God first loved us. See, what compels us to love, to be obedient, to chase after God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, ought to be being loved by the Father. To be fully known and yet loved completely. Every word, every action, every thought that we have, he knows all of it. And yet he still went to the cross and loved us completely. What joy is found in that? So some of us this evening are in a place where we aren't sure what our motivation is. We aren't sure what drives us to be obedient to God. Maybe some of us in this room haven't even been compelled to obey God's commands at all. And so my hope and my prayer this evening is that you would take time to slow down, to think about what motivates you. Identify first, are your actions in line with God's commands? Are you loving him and loving others? And then evaluate your motivation for those actions. Are you doing them out of joy or out of fear? Because God, his love for you never changes. He is constantly pursuing you and chasing after you every day of your life. He's inviting you to love him and trust him. So this Lent season, as we reflect, as we prepare for Easter, let us evaluate and reflect on our motivation for obedience. What drives us to pursue a relationship with God? May we be a community that is motivated by joy. Will you please pray with me? Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you now and we give praise for all that you have done for us, sending your son to die so that we could have joy and life to the full. God, I pray that this Lent season, and even tonight, you would help us to reflect on what our motivation for obedience is. God, what drives you, what drives us to love you and love the people around us? May you give us eyes to see and ears to hear all that you want us to hear and see. Father, we love you and we trust you with our lives. Pray all of these things in your son's name. Amen. Well, may the love of God fill you with all of his joy. Go in God's peace.